Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply. ebaymotors.com.
Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? I'm Kat, founder of Ritual. We're making traceability the new standard for the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I couldn't find a multivitamin I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested, and clean label project certified. Oh, and our vitamin D3? It comes from sustainably harvested lichen from England, not sheep. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
The Capital Ideas Podcast now has a new monthly edition hosted by Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin. Investment professionals reveal their best mentors, how they find their next great idea, and a few funny stories. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. American Funds Distributors, Inc.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp of Fightful. Here with a name you know. Where don't you know him from? NXT on Tuesday nights, SmackDown on Friday nights. You can catch him watching the Patriots lose to the Cincinnati Bengals.
Whoa, sir.
Look at that. Wow. Mac Jones. It was a fumble.
That's
it was
how
a
we're
fumble.
Start this off.
That's how we're starting it off. But you can also see him you're supporting great causes, creating great causes, specifically the Click for Quality Education Foundation. We've got Kofi Kingston. How you doing?
Yeah, fantastic. What an emotional little introduction, little emotional ride right there. Little dig, mm-hmm. But then you bring it back. I like it. I like the style.
Listen, it was absolutely a Mac Jones fumble during that game. Hey. They're not going to tell me any different, but you know what? You and Xavier haven't been fumbling lately. How about that one?
Nah, man, we don't never fumble.
I love it. You all do so many good things. I mean, also Biggie has been known for doing great things. And I love what you're doing with the Click for Quality Education Foundation. For those that don't know exactly what you're doing, beyond, you know, building computer labs, library media centers, all kinds of stuff like that, tell the people a little bit about Click.
Yeah, Click. So this is a foundation that my mom and I started. And so the acronym Click stands for Computer Labs and Integrated Centers of Knowledge. And essentially, we're trying to bring computer labs and libraries to kids in Ghana, in middle school areas, especially in deprived areas, because we just don't have that over there, you know. And in this day and age, it's so important to be, you know, to have a sense of media literacy. I mean, technology is, you know, so prevalent in everything that we do in this day and age. So I think that we take for granted, especially in America and really all over the world, like the opportunities that we have. I can pick up my cell phone right now and type something in a question into my search bar and get the information, you know. Meanwhile, there are kids in Ghana who have not ever been to a library, you know, and have not ever had computers to use at the tip of their fingers. So one of the stories that I told on social media and that my mom told me was how there are some teachers who will be trying to explain to their students exactly what a computer is and what it does. And since they don't have the resources to do that, they take a rock or, you know, draw in the dirt and they'll say like, hey, this rock is a mouse. And when you move the mouse, there's an arrow on the screen and they're drawing the screen. So even like me describing that to you is like, you can't possibly conceptualize exactly what it is, you know, especially to somebody who has never even heard of like what a computer is or what it does. So we want to be able to just provide a sense of media literacy, you know, to these kids so that they can have an equal footing when they go out into the world and they try to accomplish great things. You know, we just want to give them put them on an equal playing field so they can go out and be successful like they should be.
I love that you say that, because I think that in America, media literacy should be mandatory in elementary schools and middle schools and high schools. Like, it should be something where you have all this access to information, but we want to also make sure that you're getting the right, accurate information. And I came from an underserved area, and when they put a library there, it changed the entire area. And that's even here in America, where the ease of access to information was so much more prevalent than Ghana. So, I mean, what you guys are doing there is really fantastic.
Yeah, thanks, man. And it's just something where, especially with, like, you know, you read books and it can take you to all over the world. To be able to use your imagination and open up opportunities and possibilities just by giving you information, you know, it can set your passions, set goals for yourself that, you know, set dreams for you to go out and accomplish just by reading different stories and kind of how other people did things, you know. It just sparks that interest, and, you know, we want to be able to do that and just create a hunger for knowledge with these kids. So that's what we're trying to do, man. And we have a GoFundMe that we're trying to raise funds in order to get the actual computers, which is at www.gofundme.com/clickfqe. And like I said, man, we're just, we've done a lot. We've been in, you know, we started this foundation in 2020. And we've already gotten like the building all set up. We've gotten a lot of the furniture. We've gotten a lot of the artwork on the walls, you know. But there's still a lot of things that we actually need to just kind of finish it out and make sure that it gets up and running, because this is going to be hopefully the first of many different click centers all over Ghana. Right now, the one that we're building is going to be like a central location for a total of about 5 different junior high schools. So the entire community will be able to go to this click center and you know, work on their media literacy and, you know, read books and just really reap the benefits of education, you know. So hopefully this will be the first of many, and you know, this one, once it goes well, it'll be a good prototype.
Yeah, and if you guys don't remember the link, it's right below Ko-fi on the screen right now. It is going to be in our description everywhere. You're not going to be able to escape this link, so go check it out. Go see what they got going on over there. It's some really incredible stuff. Now, as I looked at your board of trustees, is Elizabeth your mom?
She is, yes.
PhD from Harvard?
PhD from Harvard, yeah.
That is impressive.
Anthropology, man. Yeah, and the crazy thing. So, like, when I was a kid, I didn't really understand, like, the how big a deal it was for her to have this PhD, because she was doing all of that while she had 3 kids, you know?
Yeah.
There was a point in time where she went to Ghana for a year. So her PhD is in anthropology. You have to go do like field work. So she went to Ghana for a year, and that was in like 1996, I believe. And then I went back to Ghana for the summer. So that was when I got to go back there and really like meet all my aunts and uncles and cousins and nieces and nephews and all that. Well, at the time I didn't have nieces and nephews, but you know, my family, you know, being able to like meet everybody. We have such a big family, and I didn't know anybody, and it wasn't until I went to Ghana and I was like, oh my God, like my family is huge. So that was a great opportunity. And then of course, you know, going back, what, 26 years later as WWE champion was like just amazing as well. So I think we have a responsibility just to give back and just pay forward or help people when we have an opportunity to do so. So that's what we're trying to do with this project.
I love it. What an accomplished family on top of that. Like,
thanks,
my gosh. we did get some unfortunate news. We're filming this maybe 16 hours after we got the unfortunate news of Jay Briscoe passing away, which is tragic. Right. I had heard just like hours after NXT that you guys actually nixed a lot of plans, which I thought was very classy of you, of Xavier, of Shawn Michaels, and it says a lot about you guys. I don't think that you all ever got to work together. Don't know if you all met each other, but I mean, obviously, there's got to be like some sort of mutual respect there, especially considering you guys were at the top of your industries for so long.
Yeah, I think it's really strange because I've never met the Briscoes, but at the same time, I feel like I know them just because they have been such a staple in the industry, in the wrestling industry for so long. I mean, anybody who is trying to like establish a tag team, like you go and you watch some Briscoes matches just to get a different flavor, you know, and the way that they're able to go out there and do things the way that they do is always been impressive, you know, and eye-catching and jaw-dropping. So hearing about Jay's passing yesterday was, it hit very hard, you know, because regardless of what companies we work for, there's a sense of brotherhood within the industry, man. We all go through this this journey, and you know, we all know like what it involves, the sacrifices that it takes to be in this industry and then to be in it for so long. So there's just a level of mutual respect there for sure. So condolences out to his family, to his brother. I can't imagine what they're going through. So it's nice to see on social media all the love that is being poured out, you know, towards the family. So definitely unfortunate news, and we just hope that they take it one day at a time, and you know, keep on keeping on.
Always sending our love to the family, friends, fans, colleagues, coworkers of Jay Briscoe. One of the greats. Also, I think the Briscoes, they don't get enough respect as like the best ladder match performers for a long time. They did some really incredible ones. So we're going to obviously be sharing our memories about him for a long time. Yourself and Xavier making new memories in NXT. I'm so fascinated about that. I love Shawn Michaels because he gets on these media calls and he's not like business trained yet. So he'll just blurt stuff out and I love it. I love it. He's so honest and he's so open to like feedback. So I'll be like, how'd you get Xavier and Kofi? And he's like, well, we asked. Yeah, and he's like, and maybe we didn't think it was really going to happen, but we asked anyway. How did you find out or get proposed to do NXT?
Yeah, we every week we go into talent relations. They give us the rundown of like what the requests are with regard to appearances and things that we have to do and social media posts and all that. And, you know, the guy in talent relations, Zach, was like, hey, Shawn Michaels is specially requesting you guys to come down to NXT. So to me, that automatically means like it's not even a request. Like we got to do it, you know, but we also wanted to do it, you know. I've said it on several different interviews, like Shawn Michaels has always been my guy. He was the guy that motivated me to, you know, the guy that I used to watch and want to be like, and, you know, motivated me to even like pursue this career. So of course I would do that, you know, and it just feels cool. You're like, you are being summoned by Shawn Michaels. I'm like, all right, let's go. And, you know, just to be able to go to NXT and be in the midst of all that energy where people don't necessarily know what their characters are. They don't have the amount of experience that we have. You know, it's a very special time in your career when you're trying to figure yourself out. So for us to be able to go down there and help people find themselves, you know, and share some of the experience that we've had is an honor to be able to do that because the guys who came before us did that for us. So here we are in that like elder statesman role where we can go and do that for other people. And that to me is a beautiful thing. That's really like how our business keeps progressing. Because if we don't pass that knowledge down, then nobody gets better. No one, you know, advances and the industry doesn't thrive. So it is our responsibility to be able to go out there and do that kind of stuff. So and working with Pretty Deadly has been amazing. This is something that we have been wanting to do since they were on NXT UK, you know, just their outfits alone. You know what I'm saying? Amazing. I'm like, who are these guys? What are they about? What are they doing? You know,
I got so pissed off when I saw those outfits. Like, it worked.
Exactly, man. So we had like live events not this past weekend, but the weekend before. And I got to work singles matches with Kit and Elton. And, you know, we cut promos beforehand and, like a telltale sign that you have something special is when you're able to walk through the curtain and invoke a reaction without even saying a word. They walk through the curtain and they're just, everyone just started booing them. I'm like, man, like you don't even know what these guys have to say. You don't know these guys, but just by the way that they look and the way they carry themselves, they're able to evoke that emotion out of the crowd. So that's a very difficult thing to do, you know, and they do it naturally. And yeah, I'm really excited to be able to be with them at this point in their career, and more so just to see like where they're going to go, because they got a very good head on their shoulders. Or they have good heads on their shoulders. I don't know what the
on
the
their very warm shoulders, because they're covered up. They're very warm shoulders.
They're exposed, or they have like the big shoulder pad, whatever yes. they're wearing at the time. But they've been really fun to work with, and it's been a pleasure just to be able to, you know, again, be with them. And then even like, you know, Briggs and Jensen, you know, Schism, and getting to know all the guys down in NXT at this point in their careers. To me, that's what's exciting, because this is the future of our industry, right?
Yeah.
So see them at this stage and then know that at some point they're going to evolve and become something better and even like just, you know, more entertaining is really exciting.
I would love to see Pretty Deadly like add Legion of Doom spikes to their outfit, but they're just plush. Just plush or something. And
I wouldn't be surprised.
You mentioned working them at live events. I saw that on the results this week, and I was like, oh, that's brilliant. Because, I mean, Kofi and Xavier, obviously, you put them on live events to draw people, and then people who don't normally watch NXT are going to be like, who are these guys?
Yeah.
Like I love that method. I thought that was really good. I thought that was yeah. brilliant.
It's something that we used to do, like, back in the day, which is weird to say, you know. But when I first started coming on the road back in, like, what, 2007, 2008, before I even debuted.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. If you had an extra hour in your day, what is the first thing that you would do? Read a book, take a nap, play some video games, do something for a friend, volunteer. A lot of us spend our lives wishing that we had more time, but the question is, time for what? And if it was unlimited, how would you go about using it? The best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important for you and to make it a priority. And therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it. Therapy is so valuable. It's gotten me through some tough times, really helped me reflect on things that are important, specifically with BetterHelp. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be the convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. This is so beneficial when you've got that crammed schedule and you can't even imagine finding that extra hour. You can do it all from home. Fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Fightful today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Fightful. It's so flexible and it can help you find that social sweet spot with BetterHelp. That's BetterHelp.com/Fightful.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants. They all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Dude, I would do live events. You know, there was like two stints. I did one for like 6 months and then another one for like 8 months before I even saw the light of TV. So I think it's really important to be able to, like, you know, see what it's like to wrestle in front of a live crowd, because the guys in NXT, especially with the pandemic, they haven't had a lot of that experience. You know, the crowd at NXT is, it's just different. You know, these are hardcore fans who come every single week and it's an amazing energy that's there, but it's very different than going from like town to town and going to an arena. There are some guys there who have not wrestled in front of a live crowd that is not NXT. So that experience is like, it's so critical to being able to develop and to be able to, like, you know, just hone your craft. So for us to be able to be there with them again and kind of show them the ropes, literally, yeah, it's an honor, man. It's really cool.
I love how they're using main event now too, because like every week I look forward when we post those Raw rundowns, I'm looking forward to seeing who from NXT is going to be performing in front of a crowd. And then I watch main event that week. I see how the crowd performs or reacts to them. I always love it. We got an interesting reader question. It came from a Mr. Langston. He did not provide a first name or a middle initial at all, but it is a Mr. Langston. I haven't heard a name like that in like 8 years. And I want to reiterate, this is Mr. Langston asking this, not me. He says, ask Kofi why you can never trust a black man without a mustache.
Is that a thing?
That's what he asked.
I wasn't aware of that, you know, and I've like shaved my mustache. I didn't know I lost my trustworthiness
when you do it.
It is a little creepy sometimes, depending on who it is, especially. So Woods sometimes will shave his all of his facial hair. And that is, it's weird. You know what I mean? Like I said, you know, I'm like, hey, just like grow it back out, man. Like on a shoot, you gotta grow it back out. It's too weird, you know? But I don't think that necessarily applies just to African-American people.
I mean, he literally said to me, I trust you to frame this in a way that won't get you messages from the NAACP. And I said, no, I'm just going to say that you asked it.
No, man, it's all good. So the opposite of a black man, Sheamus, actually shaved his face completely. This was like a few years ago. And we all work out at Hard Knocks in Tampa, you know, under the tutelage of Rob McIntyre. And one day he just came in the gym and he had his face like completely shaved. And I'm just like, it's just creepy. You know, I'm trying to like lift and I'm like just looking out of the corner of my eye to make sure he's not near me. And there's a picture that we took where he put his like bald face, naked face on my shoulder. And I'm like legit just like creeped out, you know, and Rob's taking forever to like take the picture. I'm like, bro, just take the picture and like document this. But then go grow your facial hair out, man, because this is not okay.
I appreciate the deflection because you mentioning like bald face Sheamus, that seems far more untrustworthy than I'm with you there.
Who knows? Hey, everyone has their own experience, I suppose.
Our readers would yell at me forever if I didn't ask about the New Day pod. Any discussion of that returning or anything like that? Because man, people love it. I mean, you guys know. Clips every single week still get posted of the stuff that you guys did.
Yeah, it's really awesome too to see like people still care about the New Day pod. We're you know, trying to figure out how we can get it going again, but you know, it's kind of a one day at a time thing, and hopefully one day it comes back. But it's good to hear on the weekly basis that people are still interested in it. Anytime like somebody posts clips, there's so many comments about how people miss the New Day pod. You know, I think if we were to do it again, we definitely want to make sure we had like video footage and documentation. Obviously with the pandemic it was all Zoom, which was cool, but I think the magic comes when all three of us are together, you know what I'm saying? So and then for us too, like we just love to, it gives us a chance to really like just catch up, you know, and talk, especially now that he's not on the road. You know, we text all the time, really every single day, but it's you know, To be in person is just different. You know what I mean? So hopefully one day soon. A long-winded way of saying I have no idea if and when they probably will come back, but hopefully it does and people will still be as interested as they are now.
I hope so. I loved that show. It was always a fun one to watch, as were your Royal Rumble experiences. Royal Rumble's coming up. I know last year didn't play out the way that you had expected.
What do you mean? Sure, it did. That's what we wanted to do. It was supposed to be exactly that. What do you mean?
I feel like not a lot of things went the way people expected at last year's Rumble. That was a very interesting one to cover, like from my job. How long were you supposed to be in that Rumble, Kofi?
Yeah. So when you go back and look at the stats, sometimes, like, you know, people will say like, okay, this person was in for this amount of time. I think yes. that was like the shortest amount of time that I had been in any Rumble. Of course, it was like the shortest duration of a superstar in last year's Rumble too. But it was definitely supposed to be longer than that. I don't know how long it was supposed to be, but it was supposed to be longer than that. But, you know, like I've talked about it where like, I feel like, you know, we have our biggest growth when we fail, right? When we don't do what we intended to do, when we go to set a goal and we try to accomplish it and we don't accomplish it, you know, that is where like real growth happens, you know? So part of me was like kind of excited for the growth, you know, to be able to experience that, you know, it's a situation too where like, I've been doing these Royal Rumble elimination, you know, spots for a long time.
Of course. So,
but I'm surprised like none of them have messed up to this point. You know what I'm saying? So, but I think it just kind of adds an element of like realism to what we do, and it just kind of reinforces like, yeah, we go out there every single week and things go off without a hitch, but sometimes they don't, and that's just the reality of what we do. Like what we do is not easy. It is actually quite difficult. And sometimes, you know, you have to, everything has to be 100% accurate. Everything, you know, if one thing is off, then everything will be off. So, yeah, man, it's all good. It's all good. We're hopefully this year will be a little bit different. It can't be worse. You know what I'm saying? It can't go worse.
I don't think anything can go worse. The sign caught on fire last year, like all kinds of stuff. Does it flatter you when you see other people that have like adopted this sort of thing? Like it went from just a Kofi thing to like Naomi was doing it and John Morrison was doing it. And obviously you don't own exclusive rights to Rumble Safes, but I mean, you did inspire this.
Well, so, and let me back it up for 1 second because it was actually Morrison who was the one who did it first.
Okay.
And so when he got knocked off the apron, and I always make sure to do this because everyone talks about me doing it. And sure, I'm like, no, I stole it from him. So he actually got knocked off the apron and then he landed on the barricade and Spider-Man and parkoured his way back to the ring. And then the year after that, he wasn't with the company anymore. So I was like, is anybody going to do something like this? I'll do it, you know? And then it morphs into, you know, this handstand deal. And then, you know, it just kind of took off from there to the point where people are like, well, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? I'm like, I don't know, you know? So, yeah, but it's awesome to see people going out and finding ways to stand out because that's really what our industry is all about. Whether you have an hour long match or you have a 30 second spot on television, you always want to find a way that, you know, for people to be talking about you. Whenever they're thinking about the recap of the show, you want them to think about like, hey, oh, remember when you did this or remember when you did that? So you maximize the time that you have. So yeah, it's cool that people are able to like demonstrate like their skill level. Naomi is an incredible athlete and super creative. So when she was doing those, it was great. You know, it was awesome. Casey Catanzaro, you're right, like doing her thing a couple years ago. She's an incredible athlete, you know. Sol Ruka, obviously, in the past Rumble over on NXT last week. Like, she is a super athlete. She's out there doing handstands and showing out. And like, okay, I can. It's just incredible, man. I'm just glad that the people get to see people display their athleticism because at the end of the day, like, we're working for the match. We're working so that people leave the match and leave the night with an experience that they never forget. So anything that, you know, people do or superstars do to be able to contribute to that emotion is that's our job. You know, that's our job. It's what we're supposed to do.
As we start to wind down, a reminder, everybody, check out GoFundMe.com/ClickFQE. You've been in NXT. You mentioned Sol Ruka. You mentioned some of those. If you had to pick a male and a female from NXT that you'd like to see in this year's Royal Rumble, who would it be?
Oh, there's too many. There really is too many.
Wendy Chu is the one that sticks out to me. Like, yes. There's so much fun stuff she could do, like Santino-esque stuff that she could do.
She's so unique. Any of the people who I mentioned before. But I mean, even on like the male side, Carmelo Hayes is super talented, right? I mean, The Schism is super talented, you know. Briggs and Jensen from a tag team perspective, they're super talented. Pretty Deadly is super talented. Like, everybody in NXT is at the stage right now where they're like, they're trying to make it, man, you know. So I feel like anybody who were to come off that roster, it's a real cop-out answer that I'm giving you here.
What about that young, fiery NXT star Booker T?
But hey, Book, man, hey, you know, you never know. I've seen him. I've seen him getting back in the ring. You know, he's in good shape. He's still able to go. I love to see him out there. You know what I mean?
I do know what you mean.
Well, I mean, if people have been watching our NXT matches, Book got a lot to say about your boys. The New Day now, you know. So I would love to have a match with Harlem Heat, you know. You get your brother, I get my brother, you know what I'm saying? And then you know, we go at it, you know what I'm saying? I would love to have that happen. But it's super fun to kind of go back and forth and just kind of talk a little trash and kind of rib each other as the nights go on. It's like a little side mission, you know what I'm saying? Yes. Like, we got what we're doing in the ring going on, but then we also go out there and we throw a little jab over at Book and he throws them at us.
Just in case. I love it. Before we go, again, tell the people something that they might not know about Click that would maybe inspire them a little bit.
Yeah, I think that just kind of what I said before is, you know, we're going out there and we're trying to do something really special for these kids. It is, like I said, just kind of our like responsibility, me personally, just to kind of be able to give back. And this is just one of the ways that we're doing it, my mom and myself, you know, just being able to be in a position where you can provide help for somebody is a great place to be. So anything that we can do to help with the education of these kids is we're just happy to do it. So like I said, we're super appreciative of all the people who have donated so far. It's been amazing to see everybody just kind of come out and support the cause. So like I said, if you have it in your heart to donate, just go to www.gofundme.com/clickfqe, and whatever you can give would be highly appreciated. But even if you can't, that's okay too. Just go out there and spread the word, you know what I mean, and let people know what we're doing. And one step at a time, we'll get to where we need to get, you know, and come together to do something really incredibly special for all these kids. So, it's a cool position to be in, to be able to put a smile on someone's face and to be able to help them out in a way that they need. So,
yeah. GoFundMe.com/clickfqe, the Click for Quality Education Foundation. Kofi, thank you so much. I know it's a busy time of year. It's always a busy time of year for you guys.
Yeah.
So I appreciate you so much. Until next time, guys, we're out. NordVPN.com/Fightful. How about this? 30-day money-back guarantee. 4 months free. Watch your favorite shows abroad, whether you're traveling or you're at home and you want to watch something from overseas. Access this on all of your devices, phone, laptop, desktop, PC, tablet, doesn't matter. 3 great tiers, a pass, a locker, a VPN, or all 3. Block annoying pop-up ads, block malware, block online trackers. Keep your data safe, browse anonymously, browse securely with NordVPN.com/Fightful. Shield your data from snoops and criminals. You know I'm a snoop. I'm not a criminal, but I am a snoop. So unless you want me getting your scoops, get NordVPN.com/Fightful. Secure all of your devices. Check it out. It's a great deal. How can you afford to miss this? You're going to end up saving money with NordVPN.com/Fightful and having a better browsing experience.
Join Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin for a new edition of the Capital Ideas Podcast. In unscripted conversations with investment professionals, you'll hear real stories about successes and lessons learned, informed by decades of investment experience. It's your look inside one of the world's largest asset managers. New episodes are available monthly. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Invest 30 minutes in an episode today. Published by American Funds Distributors, Inc.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.